Tonight, I'll host an Eye on Sorcery special on the upcoming Witches' Council elections.
Richard Langston is my favorite anchorman on the Witch Channel.
I know, he's so trustworthy.
But now, this just in from the Department of Health, Education, and Magic.
And he's a free-range anchorman.
There have been confirmed reports of a finger flu epidemic. The flu, which affects your pointing finger, can be contagious. So be sure to bundle up those fingers.
Did you guys look outside this morning? It's so sunny, it's almost like spring.
Yes, and you're wearing a very nice spring outfit.
Oh, the only thing that's missing is...
mittens! The last time I wore mittens, everybody teased me. It almost ruined kindergarten for me.
Sabrina, there's a finger flu alert, and as a young witch, you're highly susceptible to it.
Okay, I know you guys mean well, but what's worse than wearing mittens in school? Okay. Point made. Sabrina the Greek, not geek.
Your history book?
I left mine at home.
Sure.
What's with the mittens? Eczema?
No, I promised my aunts I'd wear them, but there was no time frame on that promise. Why am I allowed to live?
I think there are laws.
I put my idea for a town meeting on Mrs. Quick's desk.
Oh no, the person you want to read it will actually read it?
So you see what an awful situation it is.
Valerie, you're the only person I know that has to work up to low self-esteem.
I know. The other day I saw this book called How to Be Confident and I almost bought it. But I was afraid the cashier would make fun of me.
Oh, well, you know, actually, I bought myself a copy. Here. You can borrow it.
Oh, well, thanks, Serena. Does it work?
Has the Oprah Book Club been wrong yet?
Valerie, I read your...
I'm sorry.
No, I think your town meeting idea is wonderful.
Really? You're not just saying that?
No, believe me, if I didn't like your proposal, I'd be avoiding you right now. I'm afraid of confrontation.
Hey, I asked for extra tater tots. This is working already. Oh, that's right. It's the lunch lady's last day.
I heard Mr. Kraft's going to make a speech in Ms. Ternanis' honor.
Uh-oh. Whenever Mr. Kraft makes an announcement in the cafeteria, you open your mouth and get us all in trouble.
That is not true, is it, Harvey?
Very true.
Attention, everyone.
Here he comes. Pretend you don't know me.
Today, we honor a woman who, for the past 40 years, has fed us our lunches and given us our change. Her dedication knows no bounds. She even served us food through her long bout with mono. And so, for you, Ingrid Ternanis, our appreciation and this golden hairnet. Oh, nothing to worry about, just a vat of sloppy joes spilled. You want to get that?
Okay, and I'll mail you this.
Let's hear it for Mrs. Ternanis.
She shouldn't have to clean that up. I mean, without a bucket.
Anyway, moving on, I would now like to announce her replacement. You.
What?
Mm-hmm, that's right. All of you will be replacing Mrs. Ternanis.
What kind of crazy... Hey, Mr. Kraft is talking.
You will be divided up into groups of three and assigned lunch shifts. And this means all of you.
You mean I'm going to have to be of service to others?
Except for cheerleaders and football players. They've done more than their share for the school already.
All right, I'm off the hook.
And of course, this applies only to the first string football players.
That is so unfair! Run, save yourselves.
So, once again, little Miss Contrarian has said her little piece, huh? Well, I am happy to announce that the first team of three to pull cafeteria duty will be Spellman, Kinkle, and their little friend.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with your hand?
My finger feels weird.
Sorry about you being second string. Sorry about you in general.
And the three of you can start by cleaning this up right now.
I didn't say
trash me.
Salem, I brushed you this morning. I don't have time.
I think the neighbor is stealing our paper.
Hilda, I have a knot.
Salem, what makes you think that?
Well, his shirt is all bulgy and the paper's gone. I'm gonna put an Indian burial ground under his house.
No, you're not. That sort of thing affects the whole neighborhood.
It's real uncomfortable.
Salem, you do not have a knot. Oh, my, you're not coming down with something, are you?
It's probably just allergies. I checked the pollen count. If I had the paper...
Let me make you some tea, just in case. Do you want a blanket?
Hilda gets attention just because she might be sick.
Hey.
No, not you too, Salem.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Slow down.
Oh, Mr. Crow.
Yes.
I've been wondering, do you think it's such a good idea to have the students work during lunch?
No, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. And if Einstein had had these kind of money-saving ideas, he could have afforded a haircut.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Mrs. Quick? I had an extra copy of this book, and I thought you might be interested in it.
How to Be Confident?
You know, from a literary standpoint.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not offended. I just hope it's more effective than Confidence for Dummies.
Hey,
I think I'm getting worse.
Either that or you do a lousy Jerry Lewis impersonation.
Pretty sure my liver's involved. Maybe if you would scratch behind my ears.
Well, you don't feel hot, but maybe I should take your temperature.
Under the tongue. Under the tongue.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll check in a few minutes.
You're trying to do it. So what you're saying is that this Westbridge town meeting will actually encourage the students to express their opinions.
Exactly.
Well, why don't we just let the students run the school? That'll make for some high SATs.
But...
No name calling. I said no town meeting. Miss Spellman?
Hey, Mr. Kraft. And they say we don't have mice.
Oh, poor Salem. We didn't realize you were running such a high temperature.
I don't want to be a burden. As long as you drop everything and stay focused on me, I should be fine.
Sabrina!
I'm too weak to lie. I didn't wear my mittens today.
I told you we should have glued them on.
Remind me to scold you when you're not such a pathetic figure.
Oh.
I'm just gonna zap myself into bed.
Gross! Some chicken soup. It's good for you.
Oh, no, dear. It's for your finger.
Did I mention... Oh.
Sabrina?
Yes?
Where do you think you're going?
School! Let's see your finger.
Oh, it looks fine.
Come on. Oh, not only have you got finger flu, but you've obviously gone blind.
I've got to go to school. I can't let Harvey and Valerie do lunch duty without me. The whole thing's my fault.
You're staying home today, and that's that.
Salem's still sick. The two of you can keep each other company. Where is he?
I don't care what the critics say. Doonesbury makes Alzheimer's funny.
Oh, I feel awful.
All I've done all day is eat, sleep, and starve into space. What an awful existence.
Hey, I don't dump on your lifestyle.
I just can't enjoy myself knowing that Harvey and Valerie have to serve lunch all by themselves.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for a special report. Chaos at Westbridge High School.
And just let me assure the public that we do have the situation under control. I'll be seeing to it that the two lunch servers who caused this fracas will be expelled. They are Harvey Kinkle and Valerie Burkhead. They'll be expelled, impaled on stakes, and paraded through town.
Sources say this would have never happened if they hadn't been shorthanded.
Oh, no. I gotta get to school.
Some people just don't know how to enjoy being sick.
Where do you want me?
Oh, Sabrina, I thought you were sick.
I couldn't let them turn you guys into kebabs. Okay, well, she obviously still has a fever.
Oh, no, we're out of tapioca pudding. Oh. I better go get some.
Run, I'll cover you. Short delay. Miss Tornanis only had a sixth grade education, and she could do this job. Uh-oh, the tater tots are burning. Here.
What just happened?
A little chili, please. Hello? I know scooping is a difficult skill to master.
That's enough, Libby. Get out of line. I am becoming more assertive. No, Mrs. Quick caught my magic.
Why is there a Seminole in full headdress in the neighbor's yard?
Coincidence? Salem, you smell like chocolate.
Why, we didn't have any cough drops, so I substituted bonbons.
You know, I'm going to take your temperature again.
Yeah, let's see how you're doing.
Under the tongue.
No, I want a more accurate reading this time.
Armpit? Don't I get a vote in this?
Get me the SPCA.
Man, Mrs. Quick was really forceful in there.
Really, do you think?
Frank, don't slouch.
That's better.
Oh, my supply.
I gotta call home.
Oh, where's the dial tone?
Oh, I tell you, if I had a dime for every quarter that phone took from me.
Sam's been faking it all along.
Let's bust him now.
Or we could have some fun first.
Jump, 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 jump.
That cat's gonna wish he was sick.
I'll get it. Hello?
It's Zelda?
Sabrina, I thought you were upstairs taking a nap.
You can punish me later. I sneaked up to school. My finger sneezed on Mrs. Quick and she caught my magic. What do I do?
First thing you do is hear me say you're in big trouble. And the next thing is get Mrs. Soon here quick. I mean, get Mrs. Quick here soon.
How? I can't touch my finger. It's all stuffed up.
Then do it the mortal way. And drink fluids.
Mortal way? Okay, I need a blindfold and a gun.
Dum-de-dum-dum-dum.
Well, Salem, your temperature is alarmingly high.
I'm really sick?
Yes, and that can only mean one thing.
More attention and sympathy?
A nice cold bath.
What? I'm feeling better. I am not an animal.
Mrs. Quick?
Yes, Sabrina.
Ain't no running, dog.
Sick. Oh, poor dear.
I was wondering if maybe you could drive me home.
Excuse me, Mr. Kraft, I'd like a word with you.
Fine, if you must.
Achoo! Achoo!
Ow! Hot foot! What's wrong with your finger?
I slammed it in a car door. It'll be fine.
I'll be in the cafeteria.
Dear, you should see the nurse about your stomach and perhaps some sort of surgeon about your finger.
Oh, but...
Mr. Kraft, you have no right to make the students work during lunch.
Do you think I am doing this just to make the students angry? That's just a delightful bonus. I am doing this to appease the school board, which is something that we administrators do.
Oh, you're nothing but the school board's trained chimp. Oh, dear, I'm freaking out. I thought I was being confident. But it turns out I'm just insane.
Thanks, Sabrina. I think to hide the heart from conflicting clashes, what we need are rose-colored glasses.
This is just like the doctor told me. What am I going to do? Mr. Kraft is a chimp, and the world seems altered somehow, and I'm sure everything will turn out just fine.
Okay, now all I have to do is get home a kidnapped teacher and a chimp. Let's do it.
Come, Mr. Kraft. Sabrina, your finger is dripping. How fun.
Can we hurry it up? Because there's one thing in my room Mr. Kraft hasn't destroyed. Never mind.
Okay, Dr. Brigman is expecting us. Now, he's the foremost authority on fractures. But he's not half bad at stuff like this.
And he can take a look at that finger, but until then, could you put it somewhere?
We're going to a doctor? Well, good. I'm due for a checkup.
Whee! I'm beginning to think I should have worn mittens.
Sabrina Spellman, the doctor will see you now.
I'm finished with this if you'd like to eat it.
Now, there's something you should know about Dr. Brickman.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brickman.
Let me guess, he has cold hands?
Don't worry, he performed his first operation in 2.
I even supervised my own birth. I'm a complete professional. Patient's finger presents as distended and yucky.
Oh, shoot. My insurance only covers ooky, but not yucky.
I'm gonna have to drain this.
Okay, this child is not coming anywhere near me with anything sharp.
Ooh, my eyes are a little tired. Must be all the lovely excitement. Mr. Kraft is a chimp. Mr. Kraft is a chimp. Just like Curious George.
Wow, it does feel better.
I invented this device.
Yes, and he named it the Wicked Cool Drainy Thing.
Now, I'm ready for the others. Fascinating. Mrs. Quick, I'm gonna ask you to point at Mr. Kraft and cough.
Fine by me.
Wait, shouldn't we get Mr. Kraft some rose-colored glasses for when he's transformed?
I think we should use something more medically sound.
A lollipop? Okay, it's second opinion time.
No, it's a magical lollipop. Anyone who sucks on it will instantly become a sucker who will believe anything we tell them. It's a highly regarded scientific procedure.
And it comes in an assortment of fruit flavors.
Mrs. Quick, please proceed.
What's going on here? Sabrina!
You're here because you're rescuing all these people on a secret mission for the FBI.
No kidding.
Hey, this is fun. President Clinton went on TV and said you're a big, fat, stupid head.
And that's why I'm a Republican.
Okay, that's enough. What do we do next, Doctor?
First of all, get back to where the spell originally took place. Then put these in their ears and turn it counterclockwise. It'll erase their memory of the spell.
And what will erase my memory of having to do that? Mrs. Quick, I'm gonna stick this cotton swab in your ear if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sure nothing but good will come of it.
And Mr. Kraft, I'm gonna have to stick one in your ear, too.
Why?
Because when I do, it will take years off your life and make you a famous song and dance man.
Oh, really? Oh, well, let's swab away. Sabrina, what's going on here?
Gross, 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 gross.
The school board's trained chimp. Do you realize what you are saying and who you are saying it to?
Well,
she's lost all her confidence.
I mean, yes, I do. You're their little monkey. You just do what they want you to do, even though deep down you think it's wrong. You know, I used to respect you.
Well, yeah, you really know how to hit a guy's sore spot, don't you?
You'll never teach the students values by exploiting them.
Okay, so we agree to disagree. Okay, maybe I will hire a new lunch lady.
Yes.
But these students will have to keep working their shifts until I do. You got it?
Oh, go. And that includes football players and cheerleaders.
Oh, not in this universe.
Football players and cheerleaders.
Okay. Jeez, how do you really feel about it?
concerned about my newfound confidence. It seems to be limited to getting me more tater tots.
Yeah, but I really appreciate it.
You know, Valerie, I learned that if you think you are confident, you are confident. And I learned that childhood traumas don't go away by reading a book. Hey, mister!
Oh, no, I've created a monster.
You could fall and really hurt yourself, dear. Come on, let's go get you some cocoa.
I want to be just like her. Oh, except for the low teacher salary part.
Heads up, here comes the floor show.
It's time to wake up from my nightmare. Ow! Time to wake up from my nightmare. Ow! Time to wake up from my nightmare.
These glands are definitely swollen.
Doesn't that usually require surgery?
Mm-hmm. I'm faking it!
I faked the whole thing.
What?
How could you?
I just wanted a little attention. Is that so wrong?
Yes. Salem, I hope you've learned your lesson. It's wrong for a cat to cry wolf.
I'll never do it again.
Okay.
I still have that knot, you know.